You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The current energy crisis makes us aware that the human race is, in a sense, living on borrowed time. What about our spiritual energy crisis? Is time also running out for us in our relationship to God?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Turn to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Let us remember that our time is always in His hands. Gracious Lord, Creator of the universe, we thank You for Your compassionate concern for us, Your creatures. From the beginning of time, You have shown mankind Your love, a love which reached its highest expression in the concrete form of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank You for having sent us a Savior in the fullness of Your time, and we pray that we may not neglect the opportune time for salvation in our own personal lives. Teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to the wisdom of Your holy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is recorded in the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm 95, the 7th verse. Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice. A recent magazine article reported that the combined problems related to the automobile have reached a point where 28 urban areas in the United States are working on or considering plans that would restrict the use of cars and trucks. Such a solution is not difficult to envision if you have found yourself in massive traffic tie-ups or have been the victim of the declining air quality in a concentrated urban center. Americans crowd the highways and streets on their way to work and home again. They frequently crowd the highways and streets on their way to stores and shopping centers. Even when weekends arrive, traffic congestion has built to a point where many areas of natural beauty have become overcrowded and have been blighted by noxious exhaust fumes and the indiscriminate disposal of trash and litter. When the demands of the motor vehicle are related to the energy crisis, it is clearly apparent that this is a problem which must be dealt with now. The present is our time of opportunity. The future may be too late. This is the important point of emphasis in the message of the psalmist in our text. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. There is no mistaking the note of urgency here. Today's the day. The present is our time of spiritual opportunity. The future may be too late. It would seem that many persons are ignorant of this sense of urgency with respect to their relationship to God. While many Americans do indeed crowd the highways and streets to get to work, and while the huge shopping centers often have their parking lots crowded with cars, there is one day that is strangely out of character in comparison with the other days of the week. We just don't have any Sunday morning traffic jams created by masses of people crowding to attend divine worship. No, this is not a sermon about the necessity of regular attendance at church services. People have grown accustomed to being scolded about their sporadic involvement in divine worship, and they have become immune to the periodic exhortations which call attention to their sometimes dismal record. This text does not approach the subject of man's relationship to God from a negative standpoint. These words, "Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice," are overwhelmingly positive. They come at the conclusion of one of the most magnificent hymns of praise in the entire sacred record. Christians have sung these words of the 95th Psalm from the earliest centuries of Christian history until the present. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. And then, as if carried away by the sheer force of this poetic outburst, the psalmist exclaims, "Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice." It's almost as if he is saying, "Look, don't you see what you are missing by not making the Lord a part of your life and experience? How can you continue to be indifferent to the divine counsel of the majestic God of the universe? Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice." There is a time factor in this verse that cannot be ignored. While God is not to be thought of as an efficiency expert with a zealous compulsion for conserving wasted seconds or minutes, it is nonetheless true that these words are descriptive of a biblically urgent sense of timing. Jesus Christ began his public ministry with this urgent concept of time. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Writing in this same vein in 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul proclaimed, "Working together with him then, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Anyone listening to these words can grasp that the scriptures are here speaking of a time of opportunity. Today may indeed be the day of spiritual opportunity for some of us. Now may be the right time for decision and action. If the present moment is not grasped, God's offer of forgiveness and salvation may pass us by forever. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. This stress upon a critical time limit is a pointed reminder that the love of God for people has functioned continuously within the specific limits of time bounded by human history. The creation of this universe was an extension of God's love. The human race, the supreme example of God's handiwork, was created in God's image so that the Creator might bestow His love upon His creatures. Sin entered the world when man willfully chose to break this bond of love and trust, when man thought that he could proclaim his autonomy from God's paternal affection. Human history confirms that man's time has been a time of lovelessness and self-interest. The Bible confirms that God's time has been a time in which His love has constantly been at work to offset the frequently terrifying evil which the human race has spawned. The supreme invasion of God's love into the affairs of sinful men came in the person of Jesus Christ. This represented the pinnacle in God's fulfillment of historical time. In Jesus Christ, God's time of opportunity is made available for the whole human race. Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice. When the Soviet Union first began to provide economic assistance to Cuba, it was quickly apparent that some of the Russians had not done their homework very well. They sent the Cubans several shiploads of snowplows, some of which are still slowly rusting away in Havana. When God provided His spiritual assistance for the sinfully depressed condition of mankind, it was apparent that He had done His homework extremely well. In two Bible verses that brilliantly describe God's strategic sense of timing, Paul the Apostle writes in Galatians, "But when the time had fully come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." God sized up the human situation so well that He was incapable of the kind of human error which would send coals to Newcastle, iceboxes to Eskimos, or snowplows to Cuba. God did not remain aloof in His heaven, pressing the right combination of buttons in order to provide mankind with an automated, computerized system of salvation. He entered human history at a particularly fortuitous historical moment in the person of His Son, the God-man, Christ Jesus. It is this Jesus Christ who challenged sinful human self-interest and self-centeredness by becoming the man for others, one whose entire life was devoted in service to the worries and problems and illnesses and sins of His creatures. Not only did He become the man for others in His life, but He also took our place in His death, suffering and dying upon a cross for our sins, so that we might be relieved of the penalties which our sinful lives rightfully incurred under God's holy law. Again, God's sense of timing is beautifully apparent. The Bible says, "While we were yet helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Christ's unique role is underscored in the third chapter of John's Gospel. "For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. He who believes in Him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." For those who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin, the implication is crystal clear. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Scriptures emphasize that this is true right now. Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice. Today may in fact be the day in which God wants some of us to heed the opportune moment of salvation. If our lives are as yet untouched by God's loving forgiveness, and if we are still staggered by a burden of sin and evil, worry, sickness, despair, and the fear of dying, then today's the day to open up the windows and let the sunshine and fresh air of God's love and forgiveness flood into our lives. And if we have already come to the knowledge of Christ as our Savior, then today may be the day for us to rediscover the power that comes along with His presence in our lives. Oh, that today you would hearken to His voice. Amen.